This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. As a creative person who didn't grow up around a lot of people who identified as artists, I always covet the creative people who did. Jazz Rodriguez is one of those people. She grew up in Humboldt Park, surrounded by a family of artists.
My dad is a musician, my grandma is a mariachi singer, my family loves artists. So I always saw Humboldt Park as something like really loud and vibrant and colorful. Like it was always food, music, and people to me.
And her love and care for that community really comes through in how she talks about her art. The work itself reminds me of why I love Chicago. I think it has something to do with the love her family shows for the city. When she was little, her mom would point out murals and tell her about the people who painted them.
I feel like as a Hispanic, stories mean a lot to us, and then they impact how we move forward. And so I heard all these stories and I was like, okay, now I gotta be that. I wanna be like someone in Humboldt Park. I want someone to say like, oh, my girl Jasmine, she used to like draw all around here.
Jazz is my favorite kind of artist because she's dabbled in multiple mediums. She had a fashion line, she picked up photography while she was on tour with a friend's band. But right now, she's really focusing on drawing and painting and sharing her work online. On her Instagram, there's so much vibrancy in the images she shares. Jazz's work is colorful with just enough glamour, so it feels special, but also relatable.
When people do ask me, what do you draw? Or what do you paint? I'm always like, I draw what I love. I use all of the colors.
Jazz draws what she loves, like Halloween and horror movies. And of course, Chicago. She has a whole series of prints of local venues, bars, and landmarks.
Chicago is so amazing because, you know, when I was growing up, my dad would take me to some like hot dog stand and then he would say, so Chicago, like this place is so Chicago. Like, this guy, he's so Chicago. Uh-huh. And I was like, all of them were different things. Like we would go, you know, we would go get like a pastrami sandwich. He'd be like, so Chicago. So we're going to a deli, like, or we would then be at a Puerto Rican restaurant. Oh my God, this place is Chicago. Chicago to a T. And I was like, okay, that is what I want the Chicago series to be. Like, I'm going to share all of these places that I've experienced that feel to me like, you know, there are places in Chicago that we haven't even walked into, but if you just see like the outside, you know, the awning or whatever, the signage that's outside, it's like, oh, it feels like it gives you a million memories because like that is so major. You know, Chicago is like this old school city and something that.
And it's like old school Midwest, like
old
very specifically.
Midwest.
Yes.
Yes. We have places we like to go to because the Midwest is like work hard, play hard, and it's family and it's community. And in a lot of ways, there's so many areas that you grow up in that are so true to their own thing, like going to Ukrainian Village, going to, you know, Greek Town, being able to go up by Devon and like see all of these like different shops and stuff. Like we have so much culture here. And a lot of people have stayed in those spaces, but over the last like decade, I've seen everyone really like visiting, and it's a lot of social media that takes people somewhere else and says, this is my favorite place to eat, this is my favorite place to go. And this Chicago collection for me came at this like really great time, I think, because people want to know where to go, and I can't like influence it. I'm not really gonna like, oh, eat this, like, you know, I don't know, hot dog here, have these french fries. But I will say, like, this place means the most to me. This is where I went, you know, every day with my family. And my dad passed, like, a year ago, and I thought he was a celebrity when I was younger because when he would go into places, they would be like, hey, Ray, like, what's up, Renee? But I realized he was just going back to his people all the time. He was talking about the Chicago Bears, even though they were losing and doing all this stuff. And he, They were his people. And I was like, man, like, that's what I want. So the Chicago series for me is like all of that.
Yeah. You know what I've noticed, too? It's a lot of venues, right? Specifically restaurants, bars, performance venues, a lot of nightlife. Tell me about how you, why you're kind of focusing on that part of Chicago.
I actually, you know, I went to an all-Ukrainian school. Then I went to a high school in at St. Benedict's. We were, my family was the only, like, we were like some of the only Hispanics in this all-Ukrainian school in Ukrainian Village. Wow. Then I went to high school at Irving and Western at a Catholic school. And then I went to Columbia downtown, but I lived in Humboldt Park. So once I actually got into this bar scene and nightlife scene, that's where I was finding like my people. Ah. You know, I had been jumping all around and always like developing my own style in music and in clothes and in fashion. But like when I was like going out to bars and to concerts, and I would meet friends who were like promoting these new events, and they would always tell me, oh, you know, we're doing a fashion show here, we have a gallery show here. I was like, this is it. This mm-hmm. is home for me. And those come through. They come through a lot. And a lot of the photos that I take too are in these places because, you know, my friends that I was with then, now they own these bars and they are starting their own, like opening their own stores, and they have their own brands. And it's like, we were just there talking about this stuff on a dance floor before, you know, like
just consumers. And now you're the culture makers.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were just there for that, like open bar, like, you know, trying to get our picture, being like, what's going on? Like, and loving on one another and celebrating one another. And now I'm like, yes, like someone's coming here and they're appreciating like us. They're taking this home with them. And
yeah,
I think that's why those places are coming through. Cause truly I, you know, they're like, I have a family that raised me. And then I had a scene that really like raised me too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
took
and
over.
And the Chicago series covers both of those.
I love
you
that.
You know, it's covering like all the stages. It really is kind of like me growing up, you know?
When I look at your work, I see lines, I see colors, of course, I see details. Mm-hmm. But definitely the through line is colors. And I'm just, it's taken me back to like, you talking about the mariachi band when you're saying you love sound, you love over the top, you know, you just love when people really go in with the art. And I wonder if that and what else has brought you to this place where you're like, I need these vibrant colors everywhere.
Totally. I mean, I tell myself sometimes I'm going to do this neutral piece and then it'll be really pretty. And I'm like, it just needs hot pink for sure. Just like some hot pink in it. But it definitely does. I think there are things that I don't think about that are happening all the time. Like, yes, you know, Mexican folk art, mariachi, like music, salsa. Like my mom is like, I mean, she is like Puerto Rico through and through. Like I grew up dancing salsa and like, you know, I would wake up, she was like dancing to Gloria Estefan music videos and stuff. So it's like, I really do, like that is a part of me. I don't actually think about it that much. Mm. I like create a layout. I draw in black and white first and then I play. Then I get like crazy with it. Even when I'm painting, I come up with what I'm doing before and then I'll paint and go crazy. But I know like what's going to go over it, you know, because digital illustration is a little different for me than painting, where it's like I work color up to line work when I'm painting, and then when I'm digitally illustrating, I do the like black line work first and then I add color. But yes, like all of that, I don't really even know that it's happening, but I'm confident it's definitely because of like what I've been exposed to growing up and just what I love. Because again, I'm just a really nostalgic like creator. I'm someone who just, you know, I'm like, I'm really creating from like my heart. And I think that that's what lives in there, is this like colorful, loud, beautiful. I love patterns, you know, like I'm like, I am a maximalist. I am not a minimalist, like stuff, you know, like everywhere, like for sure.
Bye, Marie Kondo.
Does this spark joy? Yes, it does.
Yes, all of it. All of it.
Yes, it does. No, so I really, really, yes, I really am.
Yeah. It seems like from the beginning, you've been this multimedia creative person. And I feel like there's a lot of freedom working with so many mediums and being so immersed in all of that. But it can also be a little overwhelming. And I wonder how you think about that.
Yeah, definitely. I don't feel overwhelmed at all in terms of like something that I like, something that I love and I celebrate every day is like how much I want and how much I'm willing to do for it. So that part doesn't feel overwhelming, but it can feel overwhelming in the world right now of like, if you like a lot of things, figuring out what to do first mm-hmm. or what to put out. And then if you're, you know, social media is a huge way I share things. So I don't just want to, you know, oh, today I wanted to paint a bunch of like leather luggages and like how am I going to show that? Because right now everyone's really into the Danny sprint and they want to go for the Danny sprint. So I think I feel find those things overwhelming with how much I love a lot of things, mm-hmm. but I'm not overwhelmed in the creating process. It's more like now that I am seeing myself in, as an artist that's really trying to, you know, put my art anywhere, get up on any wall, you know, be on any album cover, paint for any book. Now that part is a little bit like, what do I do first? How do I make sure that it's going to be received? I don't know, like, which is a weird thing because I don't think that is ever how I feel while I'm creating. I'm never like, I wonder how this will be received. But once I'm done, I'm genuinely like, should I share it? Should I not? Will they like
do
it?
You,
and where
do you
and
share?
Who will like this?
Yeah. Do you share most of the stuff that you make? Or is there like a certain, you know, kind of thing that you keep to yourself?
So I keep probably like just, I'm constantly doing like little crafts and stuff, but that is probably my little thing I keep, but I really don't. But I have over the last few months, because digital artwork picked up and I did a lot of, I had got a lot of different jobs that were really great that had to do with art and they all lived in that digital world. I am planning to carve out like a month coming up where I'm only selling prints online, but I'm not sharing that. And I'm doing all painting because I'm realizing like how little I'm painting right now when that was like the entirety of like my life. Like I was covered in paint, you know, like I look at my closet, I'm like, there's not enough clothes covered in paint right now. Like there's not, I'm not doing that. So that is something that I am like, I'm not keeping it for me at all, but I haven't been showing that as much, even though I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, it's not, I find that they're not like meeting right now. So yeah, you know, I've been talking to my friends. I'm like, are there gallery shows coming up? Like, what can I do? Like, so I can really put myself in this mindset where I'm like, no, like we create, like, yes, there's an aspect of this that is a job and I gotta pay bills in this city, but there's also, I want to stay true to like what inspires me and I want to like grow.
You've been an artist steeped on the West Coast. You have been on tour with musicians. You're back here in Chicago, last couple years, things are picking up, things are feeling great. Any advice on finding an artistic home or niche in the city now that you're kind of in that sweet spot for maybe for other artists who are thinking about getting started or just getting back here?
You know, I get a question like this a lot online. People DM me and like ask me that. And my first thing I want to say is always just like, put yourself out there. You know, if you're consistently creating, consistently share and don't be afraid, because like the only way to find someone who likes or connects with your art is to put it out there. And that really does set you up for that. Like, don't be afraid to hear someone say something or like, just go out there and grow weird and be weird with it. Because I think the louder and the weirder you are, the more people are going to know that is my kind of weird. I want to be there. That is my kind of good. I want to be there. But at the same time, when I was, you know, I'm 35 years old. I was going out earlier than even I should have. But when I was like 20, 21, 22, like social media wasn't what it is now. So we really did have to go out there and network and talk. And I think there is a little bit of a difference right now where now people are more like, if you're not on this, you know, if you're not on social media or sharing, then you're not creating. But the truth is there are so many gallery networks right now that are working that are completely separate from social media. There are so many actual groups in different communities right now that are, you know, having drawing nights or craft nights. You don't have to be someone who's on social media, but it is almost hard to answer that question coming from the way I did it back then, because I feel like I really was in this scene of people who were like, you know, when you met them and you were having a drink with them, they would say you would get their name and then exactly what they wanted to do. They're like, man, my band is this. We sound like this. Or I'm a barista at this cafe and I want to host an open mic night. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do it. And it would just happen.
Yeah.
And I just think that now it is different. So, you know, there's a level of me that just wants to say, keep pushing. If you're creating, share it. I just think that those two steps in and of itself will do that. But at the same time, I also think it's about like really looking into your area and finding out if there are just fun, cool things you can do. Like, I'm definitely from a networking like
era. I like that. And it's approaching
in person.
Yeah. As though there's always a place for your work.
Always.
It's an abundance.
Yes.
kind of thing.
I'm glad you even said it that way, because that's the perfect way of articulating it. Like, I feel like that courage and strength, we build it up in our head like that. There's so much going on. But the truth is there is space for you. Like, we would not be here if there was not space for us. Like, we should just like take it up. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel that. And making art has given me that like courage, that strength to be like doing it for so long now. You know, I remember feeling, oh, like, is this okay? But I'm so glad that I was just like, had people around me that were on that hustle and were doing something like that. I saw something online recently. I was like, don't call this a hustle or a grind or like a side hustle. But the truth was, like, it was a hustle to get things going, but it was fun because everyone around you was doing the same thing. And I just want people to like know, like, there is space for you. You know, figure out like what you want to create. That is the biggest hurdle.
Yeah.
Being honest and creating something you love, that's work. Cause you're gonna meeting yourself, and that job, that's a forever job, you know? But you know, sharing stuff, I feel like that, just give it, you know? Once it's gone, you gotta make room for more.
Jazz Rodriguez, AKA Jazz on Vinyl, is a visual artist based in Chicago. Jazz, this has been so great. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I had fun.
You can check out Jazz's art on Instagram at Jazz on Vinyl Art, or you can check her out at her website, jazzonvinyl.com. And that's it for today. Thank you to Justin Bull and Sarah Stark for producing The Rundown, and to Ariel Van Clee for editing the show. Brendan Banaszak is our executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you later.